Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8.05 a.m. Central, 9.05 a.m. over there on the East Coast. But whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning. It is a Taco Tuesday, you know, and let's just be honest, does anything make you happier than realizing a food is so good that it has a day dedicated to it? Like, there's no Hamburger Thursdays, there's no Pizza Fridays, Taco Tuesday. And please, no one in the chat say it's because they both start with T. I know that, but we don't have a Sandwich Sunday. Yeah. We don't have a Sandwich Sunday, so it's because tacos are just that good. They're just that good. Get you a taco today. Find somewhere local. Get a taco today. A lot of things happening on the show today. Big day. Big day. I was up very early this morning putting the last finishing touches on a couple of things. And I actually kind of have two burning questions of the day. One of which I think is going to really get some of you in trouble. It's going to get some of you in trouble, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm ready to help you get in trouble. Because today we're going to ask this question. What's a musical opinion that you know no one else will share with you? What is a musical opinion that you know no one else will share with you? And we're going to have you come up live on the show with us today. That's coming at you. A lot of other things. Your full show rundown right after this. If you know somebody that's missing here on Station Head, use that @ and tag them in the chat. Let's fill it up this morning. Gonna have a great day. It's a Tuesday. We're having fun. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show. Back right after this.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. You're locked in to Station Head's own original Morning Roast Radio Show. So glad to be here with you this morning. A lot of things happening on the show today. Our Morning Roast news break story might be even crazier than the wedding story from yesterday. This is the headline. Man bites police dog, woman punches officer. When you get a headline like that, you just thank the radio gods. When that is the headline, you just thank the radio gods. So that is the headline. That is coming up at the top of the second hour of the show. Right now, though, it's time for What Day Is Today? Let's find out, shall we?
What's with today today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. Today is Information Overload Awareness Day. Information Overload Awareness Day. It's also Chocolate Cupcake Day, No Beer Day, Pharmacy Technician Day, and World Menopause Day. You know, I have threatened to shave my beard a couple of times. Let's just say not been well received from the wife. Not been well received from the wife. First of all, she's never seen me with no facial hair at all. So that's part of it. Second of all, I've got a deep insecurity with no chin line. So, a beard gives you the appearance of chin line. Yeah, literally, I have a very tight, small beard in this early picture of me. Very small beard in this early picture of me. But for the most part, always had facial hair. So not going no beard today. Chocolate cupcake. Yeah, Godspin a yarn is correct. Chocolate cupcake day and menopause day all in one. Because if you're going through menopause, maybe a chocolate cupcake would help. I think that's kind of the story there. Burning question of the day. We've actually kind of got two of them today. Today's one that we need your opinion on. I'm pretty excited about. What's a musical opinion that you know no one else will share with you? What is a musical opinion that you just know no one else will share with you? I have some musical opinions that I know I am 100% alone on. And what I like to do is typically just keep those to myself because I don't want to, you know, have somebody wake up and choose violence. Today, it's time for us to get those out there. It's time for us to get those out there. Those musical opinions that you know they're deep, deep within you. You try not to share them, but you're pretty sure. You're pretty sure. No one else agrees with you. We're going to have you come up live this morning. If you have one of those, hit that request button. Come up and tell us about it. Would love, love to hear your musical opinions that you know you're pretty sure no one else shares this musical opinion. I am alone in this. I am alone in this. Those are coming up right after this. Back-to-back requests. Don't you go anywhere. Starting off with some Justin Timberlake. We'll be back.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, we're gonna make some people upset today, and I'm here for it, Sarah. I'm here for it.
I chose violence this morning.
It is okay, and it's okay, because these are opinions. Now, I know that's a word that has been missing from the English language for the last few years, but it's an opinion. So the question is, what's a musical opinion that you know no one else will share with you? Go ahead.
Beyonce is not a queen. Her music usually sucks. And 90% of the time, I want her off the radio.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
You know, There has been a contingency the last few years that has started to kind of come around and say, have we overhyped this?
Like, go back to Destiny's Child. That was way better.
I don't want to agree with you. I don't want to, because there are a few fan bases that come after people like the Queen Bee's fan base. But I have a hard time not agreeing.
I'm here for that conspiracy theory that she's like 20 years older than she actually is, though, too. Like, I'm here for it.
There is that. Also, hot take from me. I think Kelly Rowland has a better voice.
Ooh, definitely.
Hot take.
I mean, she's built her brand and all of that, and I get it, but she's just not the hype to me at all.
Yeah. No, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Any other musical opinions while we're all, I mean, there's a lot
love
of fan
Nickelback.
Bases.
Sorry about it.
There, Kay. Don't you love that the last like year and a half, people have like kind of gone, you know, they're not as bad as we made them out to be.
Nickelback over Bay any day.
I'm just telling you, it's not terrible. Did see a mean tweet the other day that said, you think Nickelback's the worst band in the world? Have you heard Rascal Flatts? And I was like, wow.
So don't now, come after Rascal Flatts.
It's what happens. It's bands like Rascal Flatts, Nickelback, Florida Georgia Line, they hit a certain sweet spot where they kind of outgrow their genre and they become just pop, which means popular people. And then everyone's like, oh, time to hate on them.
They're good, damn it.
I know. Look at them like being successful. So, no, I'm with you. Thanks for checking in this morning. Social Media Misfits tomorrow night. I'm excited about it. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow night. Another batch of crazy.
Love you,
girl. Who can I break this week?
Have a good morning.
Bye.
Our executive producer, Sarah Problem, choosing violence this morning. Coming after the Queen Bee. Maybe a little overrated. Zen hot take. Love Nickelback. What is a musical opinion that you know no one else will share with you. Come up live with us this morning and tell us about it. More of that coming up here in a little bit. Cutest Pet Showdown did not make Instagram yesterday. I'll tell you why when we come back. This one isn't on me. Most of the time, it is on me. This one, not on me. I will tell you why when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Yes, you are. You're live on the Radio Revolution. That is the Station Head social radio app, and we are excited to be with you this morning. The internet will teach you a lot of things. In fact, the internet will teach you a lot of things that you don't need to know. But sometimes the internet teaches you things that you absolutely 100% need to know. Like this. In England in the 1880s, pants, P-A-N-T-S, was considered a dirty word. No context for that at all, by the way. I just read it, and then I am going to say it. I have no idea why it was considered. I do, however, get a little bit of a kick out of words that are not appropriate to use in other countries that we use here. Now, we're not going to get into what they are, but I tend to get a kick out of it. I find it fun. Like, I don't know what bollocks is. I have no idea what bollocks means, but I know in the UK they use it. I don't even know what it means. I have no clue, but every time I hear it, I get excited. And I'm sure there are words that we use here that in the UK, they make no sense at all. So if any of our UK listeners, are there words that we use you guys just have no idea what we're talking about? I know, I don't know what is sweaters. There's a word, they use jumper. I don't know what jumper is. I don't know if it's a word that just covers all clothing from the waist up, like jackets, sweaters, cardigans. Are those all jumpers? Jumpas? Yeah, like I don't know what that, but I find it fun. Jimmy Page, piss off. There's another one. Like if you go to Australia and you say, I'm taking a piss, that doesn't mean going to the bathroom. It means like you're like making fun of somebody. Like, taking the piss out of them. Like, that's what that, I find that fun. I can see, however, that it also, doesn't it mean something with alcohol too? So there are words, like we're not the only country that like has numerous meanings for the same word. This is a bit that we need to do at some point this week. One of the producers put this down. We need to find words that don't make sense in other English-speaking countries. We need to make this happen. Need to reach out to Chris Lane because I feel like this is a thing. I feel like this is a thing, and we need to make this happen. All right, 8:41 a.m. Central. Your 10-minute takeover is right around the corner. Invisible Tongues with a Better Way is up next, and then the first hour 10-minute takeover. Remember, top of the second hour, we've still got our leading story of the day that is just too crazy. In Germany, a man bit a police dog and a woman punched an officer. These are things that are happening in the second hour of the show. You don't want to miss them. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All right, it's time for the 10-minute takeover, 10 straight minutes of music. Brought to you exclusively by the Morning Roast community. That's right. You are providing the music for the next 10 minutes. Taking us to the top of the second hour. Man bites police dog. Woman punches officer. That's coming up in 10 minutes. The 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. Coming up right now. And it is an eclectic mix is putting it mildly. So I'm excited. Get your requests in right now. I've got room for two more requests this morning. Get them in now. Get them in now. The rhythm of the night starting you off. Your 10-minute takeover happening right now. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, it's time for your Morning Roast news break. I've been teasing this one since probably yesterday, because the headline itself just made me, it just made me all warm and fuzzy inside. When you get a headline like this, you thank the radio gods. Man bites police dog, woman punches officer. Police in Germany said Friday they detained a man for resisting arrest and biting a service dog. Yes, that is correct. You you don't have stuff in your ears. You're not just waking up. That is the first line in this news release. Officers were called to a dispute between two 29-year-old men and a 35-year-old woman in the western town of Gunzburg. That, let me just butcher a German town real quick. Shortly after midnight, the trio acted in a, quote, extremely aggressive and uncooperative fashion. Police said in a statement, officers were only able to overpower one of the men by using massive physical force. That's what they said. Massive physical force, which means somebody got slammed. Yeah. Yeah. In the course of resisting arrest, the 28-year-old man also bit a police dog, the statement said, adding that the canine did not sustain any injuries. Meanwhile, the 35-year-old woman injured a police officer with a punch to the face. All three were detained and spent the rest of the night in jail to sober up. Like, how hammered do you have to be where you say, you know what sounds like a good idea? I'm going to bite a police dog. Now, they're leaving it out of this story. I would be 100% shocked. 100% shocked if that police dog didn't take a bite out of that, whoever bit him. Shelf Alfarino says, hold on, just to sober up. That looked right. Just to sober up. And for those of you that don't know, here in the U.S., if you injure a police dog, it's no different than any other officer. So that's why, like, when if you punch a police dog in the face, like, that's no different than punching a regular police officer in the face. So I'm assuming that this guy, the guy that bit the police dog, he's going to have the same, if Germany is like this, he's going to have the same thing to deal with the lady that punched the other cop in the face. And if, here's the thing, you know, there are certain things I think when you get to jail that even other, like, people that are locked up, or you get to prison, other inmates are like, hey, that's over the line. And in my opinion, I bet the other inmates, when they were talking, because, you know, I'm sure criminals do, I wouldn't know, but I, in my head, and I've seen some movies, that's what, hey man, what you in here for? They're like, I bit a police dog. I'm assuming even other inmates are like, hey man, that's like way over the line. You don't do that to dogs.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
We got a ton of requests in the request line. We are definitely going to do another 10-minute takeover coming up here in a little bit. But Imagine Dragons and Tom Walker coming up. What is it called? Ultimate Pub Trivia is happening today. Remember, scores start over. Don't go anywhere.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, revisiting the question that started off the morning. What's a musical opinion that you know no one else will share with you? What is a musical opinion that you're pretty much, you are 100%, if not close to it? You're almost 100% sure no one shares this opinion. Sarah Problem this morning went after the queen bee herself, Beyonce. We also decided Nickelback was never as bad as everyone said they were. I do enjoy that the last, I would say, year to 2 years, TikTok has made it to where people are like, you know what, Nickelback, not as bad as we said. So that, you know, there's a musical opinion for you. But if you have a musical opinion that you're sure, you're almost 100% sure, no one else shares this with you, tap that request button, come up and give us that musical opinion. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. If you, yesterday you missed the show, we had some people asking this morning about the couple invoicing a bride $2,000 after being uninvited from her wedding. If you missed it, that podcast is live. That podcast is live right now. Go to you can go to the Beacons link in any of the bios and catch the podcast link, or just go to Spotify, put in the Morning Roast Radio Show. I'm interested to see how that grows, because we did have some people that it was pretty torn in here in the comments about who was in the right, who was in the wrong. So I'm a little excited to see how everybody does. So if you missed it yesterday, go check out the podcast, the Morning Roast Radio Show, and listen to it. Give me your opinion, and I'd love to hear about it. Also, if you have not yet, the Discord link, make sure that you are on our Discord. You got to do it. Make sure that you're part of our Discord community. It is not only a really fun place to connect with everybody, just a really positive and awesome thing. The music keeper behind the scenes right here just said, Justin Bieber just hurts my ears. Hot take. I like Justin Bieber. I know. And I don't think Baby is as bad as we think it is. That's my musical opinion that people seem to disagree. I just don't think that this song here is as bad as everybody says it was. I just don't think it's as bad. I think it's kind of a bop. I think it's kind of a jam. I chose violence. What do you want me to do? Listen, don't come after me for this, but since we're asking about musical opinions that maybe not a lot of people share, most country music right now is not actually country music. Like, if I ask you who your favorite country artist is, and you say Morgan Wallen, I don't want to be that guy. I really don't want to be that guy. But that is country pop. It's country pop. That doesn't mean it's bad. Now, I'm not a big Morgan Wallen fan for other reasons. But he's not a country artist. He's a country pop artist. Now, that's okay, because that's okay. What it does is hopefully people start listening to Morgan Wallen, and then you get like into it, and the next thing you know, you're listening to Chris Stapleton, which is technically Southern rock, but that's a whole other conversation. But that stuff turns into like, it's like a gateway drug to listening to real country. And that's okay. It's okay. Like, I like Travis Tritt. I think Travis Tritt is awesome. I like 90s country. I think 90s country is really good, but there's a lot of 90s country. Shout out Shania Twain for creating the country pop like crossover artist. And that's awesome. It is awesome. That doesn't mean that it's traditional country music. Doesn't it? Luke Combs is a little bit closer to traditional country. And I like Luke Combs. I think of all the country artists that are on the charts right now, if you said, who would you rather have a beer with? It's Luke Combs. He just seems like a guy that doesn't take himself too seriously. He's a good old country boy. And he likes playing music. I love it. Brooks and Dunn. I love Ronnie Dunn. I think Ronnie Dunn has maybe one of the best voices in country music. There's just a lot of country artists that are not country. And stuff like, oh, wow. Let's just get up on the soapbox this morning, Retro. Let's just make people upset. But we are asking them for those unpopular opinions. Charlie Daniels Band. Allman Brothers. What do you name them? That is Southern rock. I get a little offended that country music has decided. Yeah, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I get a little offended that country has decided to claim those as country. Those are not country. That's Southern rock, and that is its own genre. That is his own genre, and it needs to be left alone. It needs to be left alone. When someone is trying to make a case that Lynyrd Skynyrd is country, we have taken a detour in music that need not be taken. Need not be taken. Blackstone Cherry. That is not country. That is Southern rock. Bro, yeah, I don't want to like hurt anyone's feelings. But on that stuff, I'm a little more of a traditionalist. That being said, Leanne Rimes singing Blue, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I can respect country. I get a little weird when I'm like, hey, what's your favorite country? And they're like, you know who my favorite country artist? Taylor Swift. She's an amazing country artist. What are you talking about? That is not country. There you go. Steel guitar needs to come back. By the way, while we're talking about it, steel guitars need to come back to country music. Can I get a shout out for steel guitars? Bring those back to country music. I want them in my life. Now that we're getting there and we're making musical opinions to just upset people, I need to play something I consider to be real country music. And it doesn't mean that it has to be like Hank Williams. I'm not saying that like we got to go that far back. I don't like people, you know, people like country music quit and stopped in 1980. That's not true. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there is still really good country music out there. But just for me, it just doesn't get better than this right here. And this is an Eagles song, which, by the way, not country either. By the way, the Eagles is not country. They're from Southern California. But this is a good country cover of Take It Easy by the Eagles. We'll be back. Take It Easy, Travis Tritt. We're in a weird musical time warp right now. We're going to try to get back to normalcy. 10-minute takeover, but right now, coming up right after this. That's right, Ultimate Pub Trivia. Ultimate Pub Trivia scores started over. We're going to have some fun. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Morning Roast Radio and online at morningroastradio.com.
All right, it's time for Ultimate Pub Trivia, that part of the show where we get to give away some points towards a prize pack that we'll be giving away on the show next Monday. Scores all are erased from yesterday. I don't even remember who won yesterday. That's a joke. Of course I do. New scores. If you've never played Ultimate Pub Trivia with us, buckle up. It is fun. What I've got, I actually have the Ultimate Pub Trivia board game. I bought it in a thrift store about 2 years ago, and I love it. It's the best trivia game I've ever seen. And so what we do, I ask you a trivia question. Some of them are worth 2 points. Some are worth 3 points. We're going to ask the trivia question twice, then drop the next track. As soon as you hear the next track start, you can start dropping your answers. First person to drop the correct answer wins the points. That's it. Rules are very simple. Here we go. Round number one, question number one. Again, remember, let me ask it twice, and then as soon as you hear Ed Sheeran with Overpass Graffiti, you can start dropping your answers. Here we go. Round number one, question number one. What city is Al Capone famously associated with? What city is Al Capone famously associated with? Round number one in the books. The correct answer, Al Capone, very much associated with Chicago. Chicago, Illinois, the hometown. Melcast 2003 picking up those 2 points. Round number two, question number two. To this round... Worth three points today. Here we go. Remember. Gotta let me read it twice, and then you're gonna hear some Shakira. Here we go. Three points if you can give me the exact year of this. 2 points for the decade. 2 points for the decade. I'll give an additional 3 points out for somebody that could give me the exact year. Here we go. In what decade was the first televised presidential debate? In what decade was the first televised presidential debate? Okay, things just got very interesting on this front, okay? We're going to be giving away a lot of points for this question because there is actually a lot of answers to this question. Okay. Now, the technical answer is the 1960s. So Barbie is going to pick up 2 points for that. Now, this is where things get very interesting. This is where we're going to learn you something today. Okay. So Barbie's going to pick up the 2 points to start off. Okay. That's happening. Then Leftwix is going to pick up some points because she got 1960, which is the exact year. Now, that is not the only points that we're giving away. So Leftwix gets 3. Now, the Rancor Medic is going to get 3 because of this. Now, I will read you what I just got sent about presidential debates. Buckle up. This is weird, okay? The typical answer to the question is 1960, which is Kennedy versus Nixon, which is partially true. In fact, though, the first televised debate occurred 4 years earlier when Democratic candidate some Republican presidential or Democratic candidate challenged incumbent president Dwight D. Eisenhower to a debate, which was televised. This is where it gets weird. The two men did not appear in the debate. Instead, on November 4th, 1956, two surrogates debated the issues on network television for the Democrats, former First Lady and party icon Eleanor. How weird is that? So the first technical presidential debate didn't include the two actual president and a person running against him. How weird is that? So, that wouldn't even happen today. If someone, the president was like, listen, I'm too busy, send someone who knows the issues and knows our platform. And they just went and debated. How crazy would that be? So the Rancor Medic's going to pick up 3 there as well. I love history. Oh my gosh, it gets weirder. So the two surrogates was the former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt for the Republicans and the senior senator from Maine, Margaret Chase Smith. That's right. The first televised presidential debate featured 2 women. That might be the greatest political trivia question of all time. So there you go. 1 question. We ended up giving away 8 points total. That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, it's time for the 10-minute takeover. The 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. Round 2. Hour number 2, the 10-minute takeover. When we come back, we're going to give you the quote of the day, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the leading story on tomorrow's show because I love you and I care about you. And I want you to be excited for what's coming up. 10-minute takeover, 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. It's coming at you right now with some Imagine Dragons, some Ja Rule, and more. Don't go anywhere. You're locked into the Morning Roast.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, it's about time for us to wrap it up, put a bow on it, and call it a show. But before we do that, I want to give you the quote of the day. This week has all been about courage, about getting up when you fall, determination, you know, stepping out, trying to be the best version of you, knowing that there's going to be distractions, there's going to be struggles, you may fail at some things, but knowing that going into it and still saying I'm going to be a person of courage and I'm going to determine to still be the best version of me. There we go. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. Listen to that quote. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. Listen, if you step out, if you're a person of courage and you say, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to change the world, I've got a destiny that is unique to me that I want to fulfill. I want to be the best version of me. I want to change the lives of people around me. You're going to fail at some point. You're going to make a decision that's not going to be good. You're going to do something that's not going to work out. You may start a business and it doesn't work the first time. There's a lot of things that could happen. But if your determination to succeed is greater than the failure, and so when that failure comes in, your determination to succeed is so great that you just look at that failure and say, hey, that here's what I learned. I learned how not to do it. When they asked Thomas Edison about inventing the light bulb, that famous quote, I learned that, you know, however many thousands of ways not to make a light bulb. he didn't look at the first time that he didn't make a light bulb and it plugged it in, it didn't work or whatever. Oh man. Well, I'm never going to try again. Never going to try again. No, he just kept trying. And even after 1,000, you would think, oh, well, he's going to quit. Nope. Nope. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. Your quote of the day. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. TikTok live show, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Station Head social radio app. Big things in entertainment news tomorrow involving A Christmas Story and Michael B. Jordan. That's happening on the show tomorrow. Also on the show tomorrow, everybody loves a bargain. One bargain hunter ended up with something 700 years old. I'll give you that story tomorrow. And your burning question tomorrow, what's your guilty pleasure right now? Be thinking about that. We're going to get those answers live on the show tomorrow. If I haven't told you today, let me tell you now, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. No one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.